Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! You guys are like a puddle of vomit. I was smuggling a giant bottle of Ciroc out of the club.
Hitting part of her nose with your tongue.
Hanging out the top and hanging out the bottom.
Did you ever bite his genitals?
No.
Nothing like a little drunken shawarma after a ludicrous show.
Oh, nothing better. What?
It's spreading Charlie Puth's sauce throughout the world. It's not about you!
Why was your shirt off?
Hashtag take me back.
Like it needs to be up.
Y'all are really, seriously.
Bull riding and boobies.
Bunch of penis spiders are apparently just running amok.
Spankies, a nightmare. Corner.
A podcast! Welcome to episode 2 of Spanky's Corner.
Are you on your phone? What are you looking at?
A podcast! I'm looking at our reviews from last week so we can choose a winner.
Pick a winner! Now, keep in mind, the winner is going to get a Charlie Puth autographed can of sauce.
Pasta sauce. Sorry, I can't once I start.
Hi, Kenzie.
Did you have...
Hey!
Kenzie K's in here.
You had one that you liked, right?
It was the very last one. It was the one that said he was going to sell it. I'm assuming it's a he. Sorry. If it's a she, I apologize. It said that they were going to sell it on the internet.
Why would you pick that?
Because that person then gets money, and then somebody who really, really wants the Charlie Puth pasta sauce is going to buy it, and so everybody's happy. That makes an extra person happy. It's spreading Charlie Puth sauce throughout the world.
He may have a problem with that.
Does he?
Well, I like this one because of the first five words. As a fan of Julia.
Of course.
I'm not going to pick that one, though. I just like this simple one from Kaiser Sows. Hilarious. That was cracking up the whole time.
Any one of those three people, whoever hits us back first wins the sauce.
Yeah. So find a way to prove that it was you that left that, and I will mail you the sauce. Should we keep bribing people to listen and leave reviews, though? Because
yes.
I feel like it's pretty important the first
Kenzie, have you listened to the podcast?
I have listened to the podcast.
Did you rate and review it?
I didn't. That's... Only because I didn't want to get in the way of other people winning the pasta sauce. I just took one for the team.
Thank you.
Well, just do it now so we have that, you know, so we have a rate and review. But if it ends up being you, just be like, hey, guys, that was me. I can't win.
Okay, fine.
You know, or maybe you do win because this week's prize... is an 8x10 signed photo of Tyler.
I don't even have an 8x10 picture.
We're going to print one out.
Oh, okay.
We can go. Isn't there like a FedEx downstairs in this building?
Yeah. We're not going to do FedEx. We're going to if that's what you want to do, we're just going to print it out on this printer right here in the studio.
That's so crappy. I want it to be glossy.
The picture's crappy.
We'll laminate it.
That's not a prize.
What about your like nice one that Floyd took? Like a nice headshot.
I am handsome in
signed.
That picture.
And it can say whatever message you want.
Well, within reason.
Well, of course. It's not going to like have you say something that could get you fired with love, Tyler.
Kenzie, hey. Why are you still here? It's so late for you.
Because you asked me to stay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that really would be why.
That was about it.
Next week, we actually have our first superstar celebrity guest.
Yeah, that's exciting. We're going to try to have many of them. And it's a big one, I feel like. It's not like when you're like, oh, like, yeah, some 12-year-olds know who that is.
It's
one
of the biggest artists in the world.
His name rhymes with Fart and Marix.
Kenzie, any guesses?
Charlie Puth.
How'd you know?
But Mr. Martin Garrix has a new song out called Summer Days that we all enjoy quite a bit. And he's headlining...
Spring Awakening.
I was going to call it Spring Training, not
That's
the same.
That's a whole different thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Sports.
That's where I want to meet someone from, okay?
You ever dated a baseball player?
I've had one time, one of the Toronto Blue Jays. So it was back when I worked in Detroit and I was like doing an event on Comerica Park's field before the game. And I was like hosting something and they were practicing. And like one of the guys came up and started talking to me and just like chit chatting, like, what do you do? Like, blah, blah, blah. And so I left, and then he got my name from like whoever handles media for the ballpark. And then like, who the hell checks their LinkedIn if they have a job they're happy at? Nobody. So 3 months later, I just decided to check my LinkedIn, not because I was unhappy, just for fun. And there's a message from that guy like, hello, I got your name from media relations. I didn't know how else to contact you. So I Googled you and your LinkedIn came up. And I just wanted to know if you'd ever like to see each other again. I'll be back in Detroit like this date. I'd love to take you out sometime.
Do you remember his name?
I don't want to say it.
Here, I'll bleep it.
Oh, yeah.
God, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you message him back?
I said, LinkedIn is for business. I said, I was dating Josh at the time.
Oh.
Still am. But I said in it, I said, one, I have a boyfriend, and two, LinkedIn is a place of business.
Can I read you something about
Is it, if it's his net worth, I know.
His estimated earnings over the last five seasons, $4.9 million.
You could have just gotten a divorce and then dated Josh.
Ah, see? And then you guys would have lived happily ever after.
You guys, like,
Josh
like,
used to take one for the team sometimes. Like,
oh, he was down for it. He's like, babe, do you know how much money you could have made out of that? But what celebrity, or I'm sorry, which athlete is actually trying to, like, date a girl? He's just, athletes have a bad track record.
You just painted a big broad brush over...
Kenzie, am I right?
I mean, yeah. Like, I've been their favorite a few times.
All right. What athletes have you dated? Can you say names?
I mean...
All right. Give me a team and a position.
Or a rhyme.
I often like...
And not position. I'm talking about position they play on the field.
I often like the wide receivers myself.
What team?
Because he could be gone by now.
Yeah.
Patriots, Giants, Vikings.
Jesus. My Lord. Woo! Wait, same person or three different dudes?
I don't discuss all the details.
All right. Can you give me the names? I'll bleep them out. But so that way we don't tell anybody. But give me the names and I will react to their level of.
Yeah. Not that I'll know. But
give me the first one.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And
whoa!
I even know that one.
Yeah. He was really interested in me for a while. I didn't really give him much opportunity, but he really liked me for a long time.
Did you guys hook up?
No. We didn't have sex.
Okay.
Catching something if I did. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Wow.
but that's what I was saying to Tyler is that you can't trust athletes because they're always just f***ing around.
Wow. Yeah. He made $12.5 million last year. Base salary before bonuses and endorsements.
So say, for instance, we both married these men. What would be the first purchase you would make with their money?
Okay. I want a car where the doors open like the other way.
Oh, you know, suicide doors?
Yeah.
That's all you want?
Well, that's the first thing.
Oh, sorry.
And I want it to be white so I can caption it with that Drizzy quote that says, I'm in that whip that look like mayo.
I have a list of things, actually, I would buy with money.
With your minor league baseball player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one would be a color printer because I'm never going to buy one. And nobody ever has one. Because you know how embarrassing it is to send that text at like 11:30 at night, like, hey, you got a printer?
You up? I got a print.
That is our thing. Hey, you up? Do you got color printer?
Spanky's Corner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is a thing that we talked about when we started this podcast. Just things that we see on social media that drive us crazy.
Right. And obviously there's many, and obviously lots of people have things to contribute. So if you have something that annoys you, feel free to let us know.
If this becomes like a weekly thing, just know that if you do one of these things, we're not mad at you. In fact, we've probably done all of these things, Julia and I, which leads me to the very first one.
What?
Julia, out of nowhere today, did not one, but two, take me back, #TBT Instagram post.
I just want to say, I did not say either of those things in the post. No, nowhere in the post did I say, take me back. Because guess what? That trip, it took me weeks to recover. I had a great time. One of the best times of my life. But I don't want to go back.
It was Vegas, by the way. It was a bachelorette party in Vegas.
Yes.
We get it. Julia was in Vegas a month ago. Let me post about it a month later.
And the reason I posted about it today was because we went to a nightclub and they had one of those photo booths. And for some reason, we just got emailed the photos. They're kind of like boomerangs that we took there today, like a month later. And it was a nice little treat because we were completely drunk when we did that and forgot that that happened.
Hashtag take me back.
I said, in neither of those posts did I say hashtag take me back. The other one, because I posted that one, it was from the same night and I was thinking about the night. I thought of this photo that my friend sent me where I was smuggling a giant bottle of Ciroc out of the club in my coat. And
stealing.
I'm a very tiny person, so it was hilarious, and I thought it would be a funny thing to talk about. And it wasn't stealing. We got the bottle. We just had to leave. So
you purchased the bottle, but you took it out illegally.
Well, we didn't purchase it.
So you stole it.
We didn't steal it. They gave us a booth, and yeah. It came with the booth.
Oh, that's what happens when you're a girl in Vegas, because that doesn't happen for guys in Vegas.
Yeah, you get a booth, and you get a bottle, and then someone buys the booth, and you gotta go. And that's what happened. So before they could take the booth over, I just swept up the bottle and put it in my jacket and was walking out with it. And like in the photo, it's completely concealed by my jacket. But in real life, it was like hanging out the top and hanging out the bottom.
See, the people that do the whole take me back photo thing, it drives me nuts. And here's where it drove me nuts the worst was when that cathedral fire happened in Paris.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, it was the most beautiful place. It's like, we get it, Jennifer. You went to Paris in 2004. You were there first. We get it.
The worst is the industry we work in because we're fortunate enough to meet a lot of famous people. So it's like anytime anyone's in rehab, anyone is on their deathbed, or anyone dies, you need to remind everybody that you met them. So you put the photos out. Like, talk about terrible timing. Like when Demi Lovato was in rehab, I wasn't posting clips of our interview. Like, take me back. When she was in rehab, because we work in Top 40, which is pop music, so many of other Top 40 radio personalities around the country were posting their stuff with her. And they're like, get well soon, dummy. Like, okay, one, it's fine to wish her well. Like, it was sad. I'm not saying it wasn't. If you know her well enough, why don't you send her something to the facility?
The facility.
It's like, you know what? It's on the same line as the people who post something for their mother or father on Mother or Father's Day when they don't have that platform of social media. And it's like written to their parent that cannot see it. What?
When people die too.
Mac Miller. Because yes. A lot of our friends have met him too.
I didn't know I had so many friends that had met Mac Miller until the day they posted thoughts and prayers and RIP to Mac Miller. Here's us during happier times. It's like, it's not about you.
And then people will comment like, I'm sorry, man. I'm like,
I'm sorry for your loss. You have to understand in radio, outside of Julia, because she has purple hair, she's very memorable. Artists come through and they don't remember exactly who they talked to. They never remember who they talked to. I've interviewed people multiple times. They can't remember me. They couldn't pick me out of a lineup. So I'm sure if they stumble across my thoughts and prayers Demi Instagram post, they'd be like, who is this? I don't even remember that
Thank you so much. I've been thinking about you nonstop since the interview of 2007 in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Julie and I each picked a story this week that it was like our favorite story on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
This is mine. Here's the headline. Nasty chomp. This is from The Sun in the UK. Hungover man has penis bitten by wife who is furious he wouldn't come down for breakfast.
Well, you know what? The food's going to get cold. When you sent me this today, I didn't read it because I wanted you to tell it. But what I want to know is if he ever ended up coming down for breakfast.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay.
He came down. This is from Cambodia, by the way. Shout out to Siem Reap, Cambodia, where a bunch of penis biters are apparently just running amok. Chum Vung, Chumvung. She's 40. Chomped on his genitals in retaliation for him violently biting her ear the morning after the pair had indulged in a heavy drinking session. She had called out to her husband, Lai Leap, 38 to have some food at their home in Siem Reap, Cambodia, but her husband was suffering with a bad hangover and ignored 3 calls from his wife while trying to go back to sleep.
Can relate. Josh would do that.
You can relate?
No, Josh would be hungover and I would be like, come on, come get your breakfast.
Did you ever bite his genitals?
No.
His angry wife stormed into his room and tried to drag him out of bed, causing a furious argument. Lai is alleged to have then chomped on his wife's ear, which caused her to retaliate by plunging her teeth into his penis.
You know what's killing me is that the fact that the ear bite is making me like hurt more thinking about than the penis bite. Oh, maybe because I don't have a penis.
Yeah, it gets better though. She then bit his right testicle, causing severe bleeding, prompting howls of pain from him, says the local media.
They're wild.
Dude, it's
crazy.
They are
wild.
Crazy in Cambodia. Concerned neighbors in the village, they went to intervene before police arrived at the bloody scene. The husband was rushed to the hospital where medics treated his genital injuries.
What about her ear?
Yeah, it's fine.
Ow, that makes me hurt.
I didn't really read that whole story before I actually read it just now in the thing. It would have been a lot better if he had just not been her ear first.
Yeah, I thought she just went balls to wall because he wouldn't come down for breakfast.
Balls to teeth instead.
Yeah, they're insane. I honestly, if somebody bit my ear, I'd do that.
Yeah, he had it coming. Once you bite the ear, all bets are off. Testicle chomping, fine.
Like that is next. Like that's the next step.
Yeah,
like, you know what? Good for you, Chum Vong. I would have done the same thing.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! So this is my favorite story of the week because it's so lighthearted. Hundreds of pogo sticks headed to San Francisco to replace e-scooters.
Wait, what?
I love it. Could you imagine, like, just seeing a bunch of people traveling through the city on pogo sticks?
What could possibly go wrong? Dude, the first time some fool jumps off the curb and hits a gutter...
I, as a child, could never keep a balance on a pogo stick. Granted, like we said before, I was a very fat child who loved the chips, so that might have something to do with it. Like, if they came to Chicago, Chicago would be the city with the best calves in the nation.
We don't even have e-scooters. Like, the scooters, we don't have them here yet. Like, the birds and all those other ones, they got them in places like Nashville and, like, places in, like, Santa
Monica.
They're
a disaster. People get hurt on those all the time.
Yeah, they're all running around, crashing into things.
I think pogo sticks would be... what it needs.
Way worse.
Needs.
Josh R. Hey, Josh R. Come on in.
Don't be shy. We're just going to ask you a question.
Josh R. B96 Mixmaster Extraordinaire. You know, like Divvy bikes, right?
Yeah.
Picture replacing Divvy bikes with pogo sticks. Look at his face. What the fuck have you guys been talking about?
You're like
here?
A businessman just pogoing into work. Somebody leaving a meeting in anger. Just, I'm out.
Just pogo sticking away in a suit and tie. Hair just all askew from the wind.
Imagine policemen on pogo sticks. And there's that like a little like light on it.
Instead of having like the horse patrol, you got the pogo patrol.
But they'd probably have to wear like hats that had the light on it because like the light would be very low on the pogo stick. So like they'd have like the spinner hats, but instead it had the light on it.
At night, you just got a little red light just bouncing up and down in the distance.
Oh my God. I want this more than ever.
Oh, sorry, Josh. We brought you in to ask you about the pogo sticks.
You know what? The shortness of that was great. That's what she never said.
Hey-o!
But give a few words about pogo sticks.
Few words.
None.
You have no thoughts on this whatsoever.
Zero.
Thanks for coming in, Josh. You've really been a big help to the podcast.
My pleasure.
Can you do your voice? Your movie guy voice?
In a world.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Bye, Josh. You going to get on your pogo stick and leave?
You know what's insane is that they're coming to San Francisco first, which is by far the most dangerous city you could ever put pogo sticks in because of the hill.
A lot of hills.
That is a terrible idea now that I think of it for San Francisco. Just, I want to see them in Chicago, but...
There's a lot of people on pogo sticks just falling into the sea.
What's bothering intense Shane?
You all right, bud?
I'm fine. What? I'm fine.
You're
what's
already,
on?
You're already angry. Like on a you level, just walked yeah. in.
What? Did something just the pure association of you two. Every time I walk by and you're together, I just assume you're about to trigger me with something.
Or we're always like very supportive and nice to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's true. That's true. You are very supportive and nice to me.
Do you want to pimp your podcast real quick before we get you angry?
Sure. Shane's Meat. It'll be hopefully a part of radio.com waiting for approval. We're going to talk to Chicago chefs. We're going to talk to Chicago restaurateurs. We're going to talk to you guys. It'll be kind of like a conversation as you cook, talking about your recipe, talking about what you're cooking, but also like a legitimate interview.
How do you feel about the song Old Town Road?
Okay. Old
Oh, wow.
Old Town Road has ruined country music.
Country and music said it wasn't a country song. What's the matter?
Well, it may not be a country song, but what it has done is it blocks out spaces where legit Nashville songwriters can come through and work with a legend like Billy Ray Cyrus, but this moron Lil Nas X,
great guy, by the way.
Lil Nas X, it comes in and, look, I can make a country song. That's not what country music is. Get off of the country charts.
Sorry, Julie and I just looked at each other. As soon as you said Billy Ray Cyrus, a legend, we both looked up from looking down.
If Billy Ray...
He is a legend.
Well, if Billy Ray wanted to be on that song, if he saw any other country artists that he wanted to join forces with, I'm sure he could have.
Yeah, but that's not the point. That's not.
I mean, you made it one.
It's not really the point. I side with the Brothers Osborne. They're like an outlaw country music duo.
Yeehaw.
Their brothers, last name Osborne. No, they're not Yeehaw country.
It's all Yeehaw.
It's very different. They made the great point of that song blocking out other up-and-coming Nashville songwriters who have worked their asses off 10, 15 years working as waiters and waitresses in Nashville trying to write the next big country hit. And then this guy just comes in
and does exactly that. So maybe they weren't thinking outside the box.
But it's not a country hit. I got no problem with you calling it a pop radio hit. Fine, but it's not country music.
The reason it's doing so well is because it's so novelty. A country artist wanted if a country artist wanted
to consider it a song.
It's a novelty. It's exactly what it is.
If a country artist wanted to come through and do something creative and different and more of a novelty item, I'm sure it would see the same success.
Okay, here's the thing. I realize that I am on the losing side of this battle. This is somewhat of a straw man argument. But I do have passion about it that I don't think it's I'm tired of its association with country music.
I don't
like it being associated with country music. I was 8 years old when I went to the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. Billy Cyrus was there. And like hearing Achy Breaky Heart for the first time live, I have a legitimate connection with Billy Ray Cyrus, the country music superstar.
And who knew in 2019 his biggest song ever would be with Lil Nas X?
Yeah,
I feel like you feel hurt by Billy Ray.
I don't think it's like a personal hurt. But I do think that it has...
Lil Nas X.
It's blocking legit country music writers.
But it's not a country music song.
No, it's not.
So then which one is it?
But it's... I don't know.
This is the Call Me Maybe of our time.
Yeah, it could be.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Sonic, welcome back.
Hi.
Last week, we talked about your issue at the bar with a waitress that you wanted to ask out. This week, you got an entirely new issue.
And an entirely new woman.
Yes. Where do you want me to start?
Well, let's start with the fact that we're not going to use her real name. Is that right?
Let's call her Instagram girl because that's where you guys met.
Basically, 6 years ago, I met this girl on Instagram. I slid into her DMs. I was living in Atlanta at the time. This was before sliding into DMs was a thing. So then I thought she lived in Atlanta and I realized she didn't. She lived in New Jersey, but we kept in contact for 6 years and I've never met her until this week. She flew herself in.
But I will say the interesting point that you brought up the other day is that she's blocked you many times throughout the years, which I don't know is the symbolization of you're crazy or she is. Combination
she is.
Of both.
Yeah. Well, she is, but I just take it like, I don't know. Like she got mad at me because I was hitting on her roommate. Like I was all, what's up with your roommate?
You're hitting on her roommate, but you've never
FaceTime.
Met her.
On FaceTime. I was like, what's up with your roommate? And she's like, ew, stop it. And then she was like, seriously, I'm not even joking. I'm so mad. And like texting me, I'm blocking you. I was like, okay. And she really did. So then I said, whatever. And then she came back, like circled back like 2 weeks later. I was like, hey, what's up?
Wait, so you have a girl that you haven't met until this week.
Right.
You've known her, but you've never met her in real life. And she's been staying at your house.
Exactly.
And she's been in your house while you haven't been there?
Right.
Wow.
That's scary. And if she is crazy, she's got stuff planted in there.
I don't think she does.
Oh,
she already installed a chip in Opal, your dog.
<Chip. laughs>
And it's not a chip if Opal goes missing. It's like Opal's got a camera in the back of her eyes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you better sweep your 400 square foot apartment for some for some cameras, bro.
I know. Dude, I got to take 30 seconds out of my day to sweep it.
What does she do when you weren't there?
Yesterday, she cleaned.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she cleaned my house. She has like OCD. She couldn't. I'm like living a bachelor life, so it was all cluttered, and she couldn't stand it.
What do you think she found? Are you worried about that?
He just orders, I feel like, really weird stuff from the internet, so that's probably all she found.
We met her last night. She came out. We went out to the NBA and watched the NBA finals. She's very normal. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the way you described her was she's going to come in. She's going to be crazy. She's going to be nuts. And she was very nice and very normal. So What's your issue?
Well, I mean, just because I think it was the first time she met you guys, so she wasn't trying to...
So you were saying she's fake.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Not necessarily. She was just behaving herself.
Well, I also think that you are the problem. If we're going to deep dive.
I'm the problem?
If we're going to do an inside look of your, inside of your relationship issues. Because I used to feel bad for you because I'd be like, I don't understand why he can't get a girl. Like, I think... You're a decent catch. You know, you have cool interests. You're funny. You have a good job. Like, but now I hear about just what a disaster you kind of are.
I am. I have no game. I know. Don't feel sorry for me, though. Really, don't. I get myself in all
we
this
weren't.
Stuff.
Oh. Yeah. So 9:20 p.m. last night, we were at Public House in River North. You disappeared for 17 minutes. Where did you go?
We both went to the restroom.
Oh, together?
Yep. And she went in the ladies' room. I went in the men's room. And then we realized that there was a photo booth downstairs, guys. And so we did a photo shoot in the photo booth.
Yeah, Tyler sent me a picture of your guys' photo shoot. Why was your shirt off?
I was just trying to be funny, shock guy. And then I was like, maybe I could take her to Pound Town right now.
And how did that work out for you?
Not
do you
good.
Think like topless you does that? Like
no,
that she's
not
just
at all.
Like, yes.
No. I got taco body. I'm not even trying to lie.
Well, the last picture you guys are making out, so I think it kind of worked.
Yeah, she forced me to. I don't know.
She forced you to?
Yeah.
Was that your guys' first
kiss? She forced me to, yes. No, our first kiss was at the bar before. Yeah, in front of everybody. You didn't see that?
No. I was watching the game.
I'm awkward.
Yeah.
So she was like, kiss me. I'm like, whoa, what? And then I did, and I was like, my eyes were open. It was bad.
I picture you with your eyes open, missing her mouth, and like hitting part of her nose with your tongue. What?
Or like bumping teeth.
Actually, I'm a really good kisser, you guys.
So you guys haven't had sex yet?
Nope.
Are you going to, what are you guys doing?
We got in a fight last night. That's why, long story short, we got in a fight over some.
Okay, so what was that thing? Because she left halfway through the fourth quarter, went back to your house, I'm guessing?
Yes.
And you stayed at the bar?
Right. And then I went to meet her.
At your house?
Yeah, and I left you guys, which I didn't want to do, but I was being nice to her.
But you stayed till like the end of the game.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for the surging prices to go down because everyone was leaving. Everyone left.
Okay.
At the same
so, what
time.
Was it really about?
Wait, what?
I wanted to be a good friend to you guys, but also Uber was surging.
Well, I texted. I was like, hey, I'm coming. Make the frozen burritos. I'm on my way. So I did. I showed up and then I got home and she was FaceTiming some other dude in my crib. And I said, then I got mad. I was like, hey, why are you? Why? And then she's like, don't get jealous. If you're going to, you know, I have a lot of guy friends, so if this is ever going to be a thing, you just got to know I have guy friends. She was trying to put her foot down. I'm like, I'm not jealous. I'm just mad I left my friends to come hang out with you and you're FaceTiming a dude.
Let's take a look back. So yesterday, you came in here and you guys were bickering about where you wanted to go to watch that game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonic suggests going to the bar that you guys went to a couple weeks ago where he had that awful encounter with the waitress or bartender, sorry. So he could go look at her again when he was bringing a date with him.
She's beautiful. I know. I did say that.
So you're mad at her for FaceTiming a guy. Meanwhile, you wanted to take her on a date to go see another woman.
That's, you're right. Yeah, that's not cool.
You guys are like a puddle of vomit.
Wow, how am I being lumped into this?
No, them too.
Me and Instagram girl.
Like, it's just a hot-ass mess.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, all right, your girl, internet girl that you imported from New Jersey that you've never met before that's been living with you and hanging out of your house unsupervised with your dog, which is completely a weird thing. You guys wanted to go to Twin Anchors or Two Anchors, whatever that's called up north?
Mm-hmm. Her dad suggested that we go eat some barbecue up there.
Yeah, great spot with ribs. Mm-hmm. But then we didn't go. Why?
She's vegetarian.
Oh, we forgot to ask, is she better or worse looking in real life?
She's about the same. I didn't have high expectations because I know a lot of her pictures are filtered. So, you know.
Jesus. But you're like, oh, let's just have her out anyway. Stay in my place for 4 days.
Why not, though? YOLO, really? Seriously.
So she slept on the couch last night?
Yeah, because we got in a fight because she was FaceTiming another dude.
Is your couch just at the foot of your bed?
Kind of, pretty much.
So she slept like Opal, like at the foot of your bed?
No, where else is she supposed to go?
It's a studio
apartment. I have a love seat, two recliners. She slept on the recliner.
That is so sad. You should have taken the recliner.
Oh, actually, no, because you know, it wasn't my fault. She started this fight. And so she made her own bed, no pun.
What's the best part about her?
When we go out or whatever, like today we went, did some touristy stuff. She has no shame in taking Instagram pictures like I do. You know what I mean?
What are you guys doing tonight?
I don't know yet. She's taking a nap.
If sex goes well, would you make her a girlfriend?
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Wow.
Would she ever be down to move to Chicago?
She loves Chicago. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay. Bye.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
So did we just jump forward in time? Is that how this just worked?
Yeah.
So now this is a couple days later. How was and how did that end up?
Wasn't the worst.
Oh, wait, no. We can't. It was Internet Girl.
Instagram Girl.
Instagram Girl. I just said her name. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can say that last part again.
I bleeped it all out.
Oh, it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best. It was awkward. She didn't even go. We had a ludicrous show. And
yeah, she didn't go.
When she made plans, I was on the phone with her. She said, I'm booking my flight right now. She's like, should I just leave Saturday morning? And I was like, well, I have a ludicrous show. You should definitely come Saturday night. It's going to be fun. Da-da-da-da. I'm hosting whole nine yards. She's like, cool. I'll just leave Sunday morning then. So she booked all her flights. She didn't go to the ludicrous show that night. She never went to the show.
What
she just stayed
she
at
do?
Home. We were all there. She went. She just stayed home.
That would be that's terrible. If I was traveling to a city and like I just stayed in a little studio apartment, no offense, I'd be so mad.
She's still kind of digging at your apartment, bro.
I know. Well, she actually liked my apartment. She loved my dog.
You have a dope building. I will say that.
Thanks. But we were so tired because we were doing a lot. So I was tired. She was tired. Oh. And then I said, you know, you don't have to go to the show. It's just, I want you. I didn't say I want you to come, but I said, you don't have to go to the show. Just give her that option. And she wasn't reading me. And she thought I was saying, don't go. Like, I don't want you to go.
Are you ever going to see her again?
Probably, but I'm not going to like go out of my way.
How would you see her again? Have her come back?
Or if I'm in the New York area of the region of the United States of America.
Even
so
better.
So did you learn anything from this? Like maybe just don't like have people you've never met come into town.
Well, after this is the second one.
The second one? You've done this more than once.
Didn't I? Oh, no. I did know her before. Never mind. Anyways, well, you know, I learned that. So since I do live in a studio, had a girl stay in there all weekend. If you have to check the mail, that means you have to go poo.
Oh.
In the gym. Don't go to the fifth floor of my apartment building. You got to go to the 40th floor because no one's using that one up there at the lounge, the bathroom up there.
Did you really? Like you felt like you couldn't do that? I feel like you're a guy and that's
you
normal.
Can't do that in your own place.
You can't. Dude, yeah. It's a studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to stink. I just always think about...
Oh my God, look who it
I
is.
I did one like before...
No, come on in, bro.
Before,
Wow, this...
Union Double Press!
Hey, sex talk! Is this sex talk? What are we talking about? You know, earlier we said we're going to have a superstar celebrity next week. But we might even have somebody bigger right now. Julia Jumpin' Perez.
What's up? What are you guys doing?
Do you ever poop when you're in the same house with a woman that you just met?
So the trick is you have to have some type of special fragrance that doesn't smell like Lysol. I have this musk thing. So you spray it. It kind of smells like cologne. And it masks pretty good, but... That's a tough one because, you know, when you got to go, you got to go.
Sonic, he just walked out of the studio because I think you intimidated him.
Sonic never has curls over. So.
He did.
He had one there for 4 days.
Yeah,
was that his mom or his sister?
And he didn't even have to hold her hostage.
This one was rope and handcuff free.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Lil's knocking on his door all night.
You know what?
Trying to get out.
She chose to be there. Get that.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I'm not buying it.
But he leaves and says, I got to go check the mail. And then goes to like the gym in his building and then drops the old deuce and then comes back.
And then he never comes back with mail.
It is true. Whoops. Sunday afternoon. I think the mailman came by. Yeah,
I didn't have mail.
It was.
I checked though.
It was all junk. I recycled it. See, girls, when we're in that situation, there's so many things we can lie about. Like I was calling my mom.
That's true.
There was, or if we're in public, there was a line.
But also, girls don't poop.
We don't. No.
No, they do. You know what? Let me, as a former club owner.
God, those bathrooms.
And a DJ since I was 15. The women's bathroom is the absolute worst place you could ever be in a nightclub.
You guys,
No.
Bad.
It's so much worse than the guys.
I know. I've hosted clubs for 3.5 years and like every night, can't go to the bathroom. And I would literally like cross the street.
Wow,
go in the restaurant.
3.5 years.
I know that's not a long time, no, but like every Saturday night for 3.5 years of working in the industry, girls are so gross.
Well, okay. So here in the B96 studios, the women's bathroom here is way nicer than the men's.
Have you been in it? Because girls, for some reason, think that squatting over a toilet seat is way more cleanly than making a nest of toilet paper. Yeah. So then they geyser all over the toilet seat and don't clean it up.
They say guys have bad aim, women... I don't know how it gets on the ceiling. Clean it to me.
I want
to. Are you guys doing headstands? What are you doing?
Women are like monkeys in the zoo throwing their shit.
Yeah.
And but it's like anything they can. Like, I don't know if it's the only place they feel they can express aggression or if they think it's an art or it's some sort of new feminist thing I'm not on, but.
You guys get in your moments. Seriously.
Don't say you guys because, listen, I nest. I don't squat.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yes. And you know what? I will spend I'll spend a long time making like a triple ply nest. Like I'll do three layers. Yes.
Speaking of disgusting, I was flying out to Miami and I was sitting in first class. I weaseled my way because my friend Tyler gives me all the tips on how to go to first class all the time.
Oh, yeah. You ever want some good flying tips?
Yeah, it really wasn't first class. It was business class. But, you know, sitting nice. You're up there in a bougie section. Everybody's got suits on. I get up to go to the bathroom middle of the flight. Someone defecated all over the bathroom, like the walls. I've never seen anything so nasty in my life. I get out of there. Obviously, I didn't go to the bathroom. I told the stewardess.
It's a flight attendant. We're in 2019.
Flight attendant, excuse me. And she looked at me with like this look. And then she opened the door and then she just closed it and locked it. It's like, okay, nothing's going to happen here. I guess everyone's going to have to go to the back of the plane.
And then she said, I'm sorry, sir, but thank you for flying Spirit Airlines.
You know what? I'll never hate on a job, but one I do not understand that we could do a whole show on bathrooms is a bathroom attendant.
Okay, so I learned the reason why, and you'll probably know this as a former club owner. The main reason why the bathroom attendants are in the club is in case any shenanigans go down in there. There's a person that works there that's in there.
Because there are a lot of used condoms on the floor. When you're in a club that doesn't have.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have to go to do my air show.
Oh,
all right, goodbye,
you guys. Thank you.
I get them having somebody in there to watch, but like I do not want your crusty Bath and Body Works like spray from 2002 and like you handing me like a stick of gum, like a stick of Trident isn't gonna get anyone laid. Do you want some hairspray? And it's Aquanet. Like,
dude, I feel legitimately bad because I never have dollars. And so like they hand you like the towel and I'm like,
I hate when they hand the towel because it's right there. The machine is right there. And like, if you don't take their towel, you look like a dick. I could go on about them handing the towel.
It's when you bring in your own towel. Come walking out of the stall with the towel already.
Come with a dish towel over my shoulder.
You'll blow their mind. They're like, wait a minute.
Welcome to 2019, bitch. You're in my bathroom now.
Breaking news. I don't know if it matters. It's not really a spoiler alert, but by the time people hear this, it'll be a day old or two. But the dude on Jeopardy lost.
Idiot.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.